Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Sail Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. Hello to Maria in Germany. And by the way, a special shout out goes out to all of our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping, keeping us free and safe. Not everybody working on a third watch right now. Thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, our men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border out there, keeping the big rigs going. And, of course, our bulk mail haulers, Felix and his crew out there working right now, hauling the bulk mail to the mail post offices to where they can get it in the mail and ship it to your house. And let's not forget about the suicide jockeys either out there hauling the gas and the diesel out there, Tom and his friends out there. Now, you can follow us on Facebook. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, Truth Social. Our secret code name over there is at Captain's America, every one of those. And we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And then we have our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And we're going to bring in Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com. Go over there and check out all the great things that she's got over there. And good morning to you again.
Good morning.
I want to talk about an American legend, an American hero, who we lost yesterday, and that's Herschel Woody Williams. Now, he was the last living World War II Veteran Medal of Honor recipient. He died early Wednesday morning while we were on the air. I didn't even know it. At age 98, yesterday morning at 3:15 a.m. Now, his foundation announced his death in a statement, and I had one opportunity to meet him when he was in Tampa. We came to a group, and he was honored there. But the honor was just seeing this man and listening to what he had to say. He was so intelligent and so vibrant and so about America. He will be missed.
Well, we hope that his foundation will necessarily carry on, the Woody Williams Foundation, which is one that's designed for the Gold Star families.
Yes.
And, you know, I think with that, because I think there's been a little more than 100 monuments that have been installed.
Right.
Operating essentially in 50 states. 177 communities in 50 states. So, you know, I believe that, you know, through that, you know, he'll have a very lasting memory where he kind of carried on in his civilian life. So, yeah, tough one. Tough one to lose. You kind of wish some people live forever.
Yep.
You're one of them.
Yeah. Cassidy Hudson is still in the news after her testimony. I guess she's going to be there for a while longer, because what was allowed to have happen was they allowed gossip to be entered into the transcripts as if it
hearsay.
Was the honest, yeah, hearsay and gossip as if it was the honest to God truth laid out, and it's not.
Well, They put up an exhibit of a note that was scribbled on a notepad. The notepad had essentially letterhead that I think said Chief of Staff.
Right.
And Liz Cheney asked her if she it's a note, and she said, yes, that's my handwriting. Well, as it turns out,
it wasn't.
It's not her handwriting.
That's right.
And you can kind of look at the handwriting and tell that's not a woman's handwriting. You know, there's women tend to have a little bit more artful script.
Yeah, you've got more organization to your style. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And this wasn't. So we really have at least two strikes against this little Miss Cassidy woman. And interestingly enough, the other thing that came out that she didn't admit to, but has since been found out, that after Trump left office, she actually went to work for the Trump operation in Washington, D.C. for several months.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm thinking that she was paid for this testimony.
Yeah, it's beginning.
Somebody got to her.
Yeah, it's beginning to look that way, which is perhaps why Adam Schiff is acting a little shaky about all this.
Well, I don't know. He always acts that way, so I can't make that distinction.
Yeah. Well, this is not over yet. And by the way, Ginny Thomas, the wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, through her attorney, said she is not going to testify.
Okay.
Yep. I don't know where
not
that's
sure
going to go.
Sure about that, but okay.
Yeah, I don't know where that's going to go, but that's what was said yesterday, and that's the last thing I got here in front of me about that. I haven't seen anything yet about it today. Have you?
Well, not since yesterday, no.
Okay. One other thing I want to mention before I move on to something totally different. Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer leaves the Supreme Court today at 12 noon, and his replacement will be taking over. That's going to be fairly controversial.
Yeah, I'm yawning on that one.
I know. I know. Hold that thought. Okay, folks. We'll be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the Thursday morning edition. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600. On the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Jeff in Sarasota, for doing that for us. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and Geico has been saving people money for going on 85-plus years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers. Now, your local Geico office or the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, can give you a quote on the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. How about if you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV? They can insure all that too. But where you really save the money is when you bundle your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance along with your automobile insurance. You will save a bunch of money that way. So check them out online or get the name of the dealer or the agent closest to you, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, the website. And I'm sure you're going to save some money in the process. So give them a shot, see what happens. All right, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, last night, Tucker Carlson, who was in Brazil all week, I believe, did an interview. I saw that he had interviewed the father of the president, who was the father of the son.
The son.
Yeah, the one that I saw was the son, talking about how guns had made a big difference when they made it easier to get the guns in Brazil, and the murder rate had dropped some 20-some-odd percent.
Yeah, it's the son actually think it serves in Congress down there. And the point is that Brazil is the last country in Latin America that's essentially a thriving democracy. The rest of them are becoming communist dictatorships.
Mm-hmm.
But Bolsonaro did was he didn't necessarily relax the laws. He just, when it comes to gun ownership, he just removed some of the regulations or stipulations for those that wanted weapons at home to protect themselves. And because that he did that, the crime rate, and Brazil had a tough one. They had a tough crime rate before Bolsonaro took over, but it has dropped as much as 30%. And, yeah, so that's significant. I think tonight will be the longer part of the interview with between Carlson and Bolsonaro. And if I remember this right, I think I do, Pence, back during the Trump administration, I think was in Brazil to, because I think we were working with, he did in 2018, Pence went down there to work with Brazil because we're using it as a cooperative site on U.S., on our U.S. space program.
Right.
So, I think that is particularly interesting in how the United States, under the Trump administration, was nurturing the relationship between the United States and Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure I know where it is now, because I don't believe that the Biden administration gives a damn about Latin America at all.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd hate to see that one just kind of fall on the ground, much like the Abraham Accords.
Mm-hmm.
But, I think it's kind of smart that Tucker took his show down there to kind of expose what's happening in our own hemisphere and what is not happening.
Okay, let me go to the phone line. We have Mel in Saratoga Springs on the line here. Okay, Mel, what's on your mind?
Oh, yes, good morning, Denise. Good morning, Captain. In regards to the illegitimate hearings that the Democrats always seem to have against conservatives, it seems to be as though bimbos are never in short supply. They always cart them out there. But one other thing in regards to the illegitimacy of this regime, Captain, you know my ethnicity. I'm an American who happens to be black.
Right.
Now, with the appointments that this criminal and they are making, such as this Ketanji Brown jackass, which say now in the midterm, that the House goes back to the conservative Republicans and the Senate. This appointment that he made with her to the Supreme Court should be illegitimate. And can't, with the impeachments and all that they should have coming through the conservative House and Senate. Can't this appointment be rescinded? Can't she be taken off of the Supreme Court?
Not now.
This guy's not legitimate. I mean, once this, hopefully that it comes proven that this thing all happened fraudulently, stolen. How can these things stand?
Okay.
This guy needs to be carted off, marked off to the gallows with the rest of them.
Let's see what we can do here to decipher this. Okay, so we'll say, thank you. All right. Well, first of all, Denise, go ahead.
I'm as passionate about it as Mel is, but you had the entire Senate vote on it.
Yep.
And so, you know, all Biden did was just nominate her and put her out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how the system works.
And as far as him being illegitimate and all that stuff, the president, I'm sorry, but the election has been certified. It's over. It's done with. And we can't do anything but get it right the next time.
Well, that's precisely right. that, you know, as I said to you a little bit off air, is that there's not any part of our daily lives here that we can have any kind of confidence and comfort and reassurance in. And, you know, going forward, I would just say, Mel, just hold on with both hands if you can. I mean, the rest of us are trying to do that same thing. You know, we're in a place that is not good. I mean, I think that's, I just woke up this morning kind of in a bad mood because it all kind of came crashing down on me this morning as I put my feet on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when it comes to what's happening in Georgia between, you know, those candidates, what's happening in California, now we've got Gavin Newsom running political ads here in the state of Florida. We've got, you know, illegal migrants being flown all over the place.
Yep.
We've got fentanyl, you know, enough fentanyl out there to kill virtually every single American. And those two cats, by the way, those two fentanyl guys that were arrested,
mm-hmm.
The judge released them. They barely spent
a
night in jail.
Yeah, you're right.
The
mm-hmm.
judge released them.
Yep.
Had nothing to do with the sheriff.
Yep.
So, you know, we've got judges, we've got attorneys general, and we've got a Department of Justice that doesn't care about death. Least of which we can get into the whole Roe versus Wade decision.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we still got a supply chain problem. You know, I guess the baby formula thing, everybody's sort of forgotten about that. We still have a problem with education and teachers unions. We got corporations that have become activists. I mean, inflation, you know, we've got a complete war between the government and oil and gas. You know, we're not in a good place. I'm watching banks now, mortgage companies that are laying off people because, the mortgage business has slowed down substantially.
Right.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, Mel, just hold on, dude. I don't know what else to tell you.
Help is on the way. We can only hope we get it right this time around. I mean, you know, I keep saying it. This is the most important election of our lifetime coming up, and we got to get it right.
It's going to take a lot to undo it all.
Yes, it is. All right, well, to be continued. To be continued. So I will talk to you tomorrow morning on the Radidio. In the meantime, have yourself a great day up there in the mountaintop.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Check it out. And when we come back, it'll be our military and veterans news segment on deck. I shall return.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always...
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
USA Radio News.
Ketanji Brown Jackson will be sworn in Thursday as the first black female justice on the U.S. Supreme Court. She'll succeed the retiring Stephen Breyer. Jackson was confirmed to replace Breyer in April, but then had to wait until he stepped down at the end of the nine-month term. The death toll of illegal immigrants who died after being abandoned in the back of a tractor trailer in San Antonio rose to 53 on Wednesday, according to the Bexar County Medical Examiner. More than a dozen others were hospitalized with heat-related injuries. CBS News reported this appears to be the deadliest human smuggling case in modern U.S. history. And disgraced R&B singer R. Kelly received a 30-year prison sentence on Wednesday following last year's conviction on federal racketeering and sex trafficking charges. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Bo Browning will be in studio in just about an hour from now. So get your questions together for him, and he'll gladly answer them for you. That's National Aviation Academy. Find him online at NAA.edu. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, National Aviation Academy has been in business a long time, training people to become aviation maintenance technicians. They've got two campuses where you can go to get that training. The first campus happens to be in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. Right here, I'm in Tampa. They're on the other side of the bay over in Clearwater. That's number one. Number two, they have another one in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside Boston. Now, if you take a look at their website, NAA.edu, it will tell you where those campuses are located, so you can pick one of them, or both if you want, and ask to take the tour. Ask to take the tour of their campuses, one or the other, or both. Because you'll get an opportunity to talk to not only students that are there, but also the instructors that are there and available. And also, you'll get an opportunity to speak with the money people, the people that can get you your loans, whether you're a veteran and you've got your VA GI Bill benefits in front of you. They can help you with that. They'll also help you with a standard student loan. Now, the way you do that is you give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour. Now, you can also call us in an hour when Bo gets here and gets in studio and ask him the same questions, and he'd be happy to answer them for you. But in the meantime, if you want to know something about him right now, National Aviation Academy, call him at 800-659-2080. Well, the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade and remove federal protection of abortion access will affect troops and their families in a myriad of ways, many of which the Defense Department is still trying to work out. They obviously are trying to find new protection for the people using a different system, and we'll see how that plays out. Also, the Expeditionary Sea Base John L. Candley, named after Medal of Honor recipient Marine Sergeant Major John Candley, was christened Sunday in San Diego. And, of course, kudos to him and his family, as well as Woody Williams, for their service above and beyond the call of duty. Now, advocates have called on veterans to serve as poll workers for the upcoming elections. Organizers behind the new Vet the Vote initiative want to get more veterans involved in America's elections, and I don't see anything wrong with that at all. I think it's a great idea. Also, National Guardsmen may soon be able to use their personal electronic devices for official functions during domestic deployments to help fill a resources gap and reduce mobilization time, according to the service's chief information officer. They're going to start using your cell phone, to give you pertinent information for what you need to know. By the way, President Joe Biden on Monday announced plans to award medals of honor to four soldiers for actions in the Vietnam War, fully recognizing the courage and heroism that they showed during the fight over there. And congratulations to each one of them. In the meantime, overseas, new leaders installed at the U.S. military command in Europe say that the Russian invasion has returned to the forefront. Well, U.S. soldiers and special operations troops in Europe got new commanders as leadership changed hands for the two headquarters at the center of the military's response to Russia's war in Ukraine. And I don't know if you've heard this or not, folks, but NATO is talking about amassing a 300,000 troop deployment force for the Ukraine area, Eastern Europe area, to include Ukraine. Now, the United States currently has more than 100,000 troops there. Again, it's gone from 70,000 to 100,000. There may be more U.S. troops going, as my understanding. Like it or not, that's what's going to happen. In addition, an Afghan official who was evacuated by the United States since he and his family had been living like prisoners on an American military base in Kosovo. Well, I think that's probably because you can't be too careful of who you got around you in lieu of what took place in Afghanistan. There was a lot of distrust going on of the folks that had made it over to Kosovo and the circumstances surrounding how they got there. By the way, a U.S. Navy warship entered the South China Sea over the weekend one day after a Navy reconnaissance aircraft flew through the adjacent Taiwan Strait, which really upset the Chinese. But to that I say, too bad, so sad. And a U.S. airstrike has killed an Al-Qaeda-linked commander in Syria. The attack on the suspected militant is the latest in a series of strikes over the past years targeting Al-Qaeda-linked militants in northwestern Syria. The individual they got was riding on a motorcycle. It was a target of opportunity, and they took him out. And a couple of more items here before I go to the telephone line. Louisiana-based Metal Shark announced Tuesday that the U.S. would send six of its maritime combat vessels to Ukraine as part of a $450 million aid package. And this is day number 127 of the Russian-Ukraine war. They said it couldn't be done. And don't forget, family members of Alexander Druki, one of the two veterans captured while fighting in the eastern Ukraine earlier this month, who's being held by Russian-backed separatists, contacted his family by phone on Saturday, directly addressing his mother, and also telling them that he was okay. So we'll see how that works out. All right, in the meantime, I'm going to go to the phone line right now. Eric in East Tennessee, you got about a minute and a half. What's up?
Hey, good morning, sir. Thanks for taking the call. Hey, I was calling earlier to put forth this regarding the investigation going on, the January 6th committee with Denise. There's a parallel construction going on. I think people need to look into that, and that's my opinion. There is an illegal parallel construction of criminal activity going on by everyone getting their electronic devices confiscated. And what the parallel construction is, it allows, quote-unquote, illegally obtained information to be put forth to other law enforcement officials in what's called good faith argument. And you saw that with other things that have gone on in the Trump administration. There's something serious going on, because I don't think people realize, or maybe they've forgotten, the head of the committee, Congressman Benny, I forget his last name,
yeah.
Forgive me, he's also the head of the Department of Homeland Security Committee. He's the chairman for that in Congress also. So if all this information is being gathered, there's a potential that, I mean, people talk about Soviet-style show trials, et cetera, and I know Mark Levin has addressed this on numerous broadcasts, but the situation is more serious than I think people realize. This isn't just some dog and pony show. They are out to criminally charge people in whatever way they can, not because, oh, it's just to prevent so-and-so from running. That's secondary. They want to make examples out of people who support anything other than what the fascists want you to agree to and say. And that translates, in my opinion, to what's going on in Georgia. Georgia is if Georgia goes, that's a regional win for the left, in my opinion, because Georgia controls the water for North Florida. Anyway, thanks for taking my call, sir.
All righty. Talk to you soon. Thank you very much. That's Eric in East Tennessee. We're going to go to break. We're going to come right back, and we will be back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much, Kathy, for doing that for us. By the way, this portion of the program, the conversation I'm about to have with the Watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, is brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive, in particular, the Moss Acura dealership right here in Tampa on North Florida Avenue, right next door to the Moss Nissan dealership, side by side. Now, you can find out more about them by going to the website Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And when you go over there, make sure you take a look at the You Serve, You Save program for all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active and retired, all church pastors, active and retired, where you get a tremendous deal offered you. Now, in addition, you get Moss Care for the life of the vehicle. As long as you have that vehicle and you take it over to Moss, they'll give you free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. And it's a tremendous opportunity. A family-run business, you'll see a lot of the same people have been there for years and years and years, and they love their customers, and you'll love going there. So that's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura. Find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll open up another door for you, too, by the way. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is here with us. And good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
How you doing?
What's a good word?
I don't know. You tell me.
Hot dogs. You heard what I just told you, right?
Yeah, the price of hot dogs. I love hot dogs, but again, I don't, you know.
Well, I was going to buy something to contribute to our homeowners association barbecue that we're going to have at the pool, okay? And I couldn't believe it. The hot dogs, the last time that I really paid attention to hot dogs, they were like $2 and a quarter, might have been $2.35 or 40 cents a pack. Well, they were now almost three times that.
Yeah, I got to go to the fish market tomorrow to pick up. I like doing it on 4th of July. I like doing steamed clams, and obviously I'm here in Long Island, so
right.
You know, clamors around here. So I'm curious to see what the prices are going to be for me to, you know, throw some steamed clams in my pot. But, again, it's local, so maybe it won't be so bad. But, man, across the board, food prices are just, it's through the roof.
Well, I know that there's a lot of hurt are going across America right now, thanks to Joe Biden and his policies and the Democrats in general. But the one that really stands out and just grabs you is this gasoline stuff. Because two out of three Americans say that the recent increases in the price of gasoline are causing them personal and physical hardship. They can't go anywhere. They can't do what they used to do. They have barely enough gas to go back and forth to work because they haven't gotten a pay raise to cover that extra expense of the gas that they're having to pay.
No, and again, this is by design.
Sure.
And there's some changes. It's going to get worse instead of better. I was reading an interesting column today about some of the new EPA rules that they want to throw down that could shut down a lot of the Permian Basin, which is, you know, that's where we get our cheapest oil out of the ground. So that could be extraordinarily problematic. And, you know, there's been some talk out there that the administration is actually preparing right now for $200 a barrel oil.
That's what I've heard.
Mm-hmm. You know, if that's the case, look out below because things are going to get real ugly.
Well, it'll cause a revolution in places around the world. I know it will. So, and I'm not saying it's going to cause one here, but there'll be places around the world that will be out in the street and they'll be shooting at each other because of this stuff. It's because again, 85% of Americans say the economy is getting worse. They get it, but $200 for a barrel of oil? Uh-uh.
Yeah, it's not just oil. Food prices
right.
lead to inflation. Always leads to unrest,
right?
And people can't afford the basic necessities of life. And while I think that inflation is going to be coming down simply because of sales and inventory write-downs and whatnot, the most important part of the inflation equation, which is the stuff that you need to live on, your food and energy, for example, they're not coming down.
Okay, well, here's what I'm looking at right now. I'm looking at the current price of gasoline wholesale as of right now, 10 minutes to 5 Eastern Time on a Thursday morning, and it is down to $3.74.6 per gallon right now on the oilprice.com website. Now, I'm going to go over and check the second one that I always check, and that is oilprice.net. So let me go over here. I'll refresh the screen. And there's usually a difference in the price because the one doesn't catch up as quickly as the other one. Okay, this one says gasoline $3.83 a gallon.
Again, gasoline and oil, and people have got to understand there's two different things.
Correct.
And the refining capacity, and that's one of the issues that we have right now, and places going offline and our inability. And, you know, been talking about this for decades.
Yep.
We don't build any new oil refineries. We don't prepare for worst-case scenarios, which, quite frankly, is just stupid. Oil prices up, you know, the past couple days, down a little bit today. But the trend is certainly to the upside at this point in time. Many other commodities have come down in price, which is deflationary. Copper, other types of things have come down, overinflated, lumber, whatnot. But energy, which is one of the most key components and something that people see on a regular basis, is really, really hurting people.
Well, according to this, and again, I'm looking at the two different items here to compare the two. It's not necessarily like comparing apples to oranges, but there is a difference. Both Brent crude and West Texas crude is down on both of these different graphs that I'm looking at, the one for oil-price.net and oilprice.com. It's down.
Yeah, it's down slightly. I mean, now I looked again, and now, you know, I got 109.86. Oil's back up again. It's flatlining basically right now. It's not down to any, you know, it's basically bouncing along at a certain level. The past couple of days, it's been up considerably.
Yes, I've seen that, and it seems to be bouncing back and forth. Of course, it's been doing that. I mean, it's been bouncing back and forth.
Hey, you got a lot of, you know, it doesn't take much for any sort of supply disruption right now can really throw things off. And now heading into hurricane season, it can get tricky, there's no doubt.
Well, we have a Category 1, that's all it is so far, that's coming into the southern end of the Caribbean, going to come across, looks like Costa Rica, down through there, come across the bottom part of the Yucatan, and then drift over perhaps either into the Pacific or come back out into the Gulf. So that may have some prices jumping around because of that, because there are oil rigs. Not a lot, but there are some oil rigs down in that area.
Oh, well, yeah. But, again, hopefully we get a little bit of softer for season. We'll see what's going to happen. Because, again, any sort of supply disruptions is definitely going to send prices up precipitously.
Yeah. Now, the thing about what it is that you do is you'll have people come to you, and we've only got about 45 seconds, you'll have people that will come to you and say, listen, I got X amount of dollars, I've lost so much money in my 401k or my whatever, can you help me out, what can I do, right?
Yes.
So what are you telling these people?
Well, oftentimes, you know, it depends on what they have in their 401k or how they've structured everything. You know, sometimes, you know, and it happens, I'll take a look at somebody's portfolio and I say, listen, you know, market's down, but your advisor's done a good job. You own high quality companies, and when things turn, you're going to be okay. But there's other people that just, they haven't done the right thing when it comes to their portfolio, and they own a lot of stuff that quite frankly is not going to come back. And, you know, this is where we go about trying to rebuild these portfolios little by little. I'm not a magician. I can't snap my fingers and make everything come back, especially when there's been serious damage done. But we rebuild things over time.
But you are one thing that you have known you to be for years, and that is you're honest.
Well, yeah, thank you. I mean, but you have to be. That's what gives you any sort of longevity in,
sure,
in this business. But, you know, I'm not going to, you know, promise and say, you know, like many commercials on TV, guarantee this and look at these types of returns. It's nonsensical. You know, we basically plan, I said, where are you going to be 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now? You have to take a look at things as a build process. We don't look at it as buying stocks in people's portfolios. We look at what separate.
Okay, my friend, I will talk to you tomorrow morning. Have yourself a great day. Look forward to talking to you, and we'll see what goes on then. Take care.
Yeah. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there, check out all the great things that he has to offer. You're going to like what you see. I know, I know, I know. All right, and I will be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch, coming back with retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, Get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.